Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Tetapan Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Makkah whilst wearing a black turban. Sayyiduna Amr ibn Hurayth radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his father radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the minbar whilst he was wearing a black turban, the tail of which was suspended between the shoulders. Sayyiduna Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wear a turban as it is a special feature of the angels and let the tail be suspended at the back. A turban enhances forbearance. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wear a turban as it increases forbearance. Sayyiduna Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Jibreel alayhi salam descended, he was wearing a black turban. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the angels who came to our aid on the day of Badr and Hunain were wearing turbans. Virtue of wearing a turban on a Friday. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showers mercies and the angels pray to Allah ta'ala to have mercy upon those who wear turbans on Fridays. Turban, the crown of the Arabs. Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the turban is the crown of the Arabs. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.